Welcome to the FYM Yerushalmi. The Shir is sponsored this month generously by Janine and Kyle Nathan in honor of their newest grandchildren, Aliza Rachel, born to their children Brian and Nicole, and Rafael Simcha, born to their children Matthew and Lizzie, should be Mazel Tov and Simcha. For more sponsorship opportunities, please contact us. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Lamed Hey in the Oiz of Hadar edition, Perek Revi in the middle of Halacha Aleph. So we just learned in the previous daf the reasoning why you're not allowed to be toimin, you're not allowed to cover something with dover a moisif hevel if it adds heat. We learned that in the previous daf. So says now the Gemara. V'tamun tanin, we learned over there. Sofek chashecho, sofek loy chashecho. In other words, ben hashmoshes. I'm not sure if it's ready night or not. So then we say, hatminu, go and make sure to cover the pot in dover she'enu moisif hevel. So the Gemara is medayeg mipnei sheloi chashecho. That's only because it was not dark yet. Ha'im chashecho, so lit one beim. But if it's chashecho, you can cover the pot, even if it's not moisif hevel. The shaila is, why? Why? The whole issue should be dovah moisif hevel. You're adding heat should be a problem. But if it's not adding heat, why can't you cover it on Shabbos? So the Gemara brings two explanations. We're going to use the Girsa of Rav Chaim, who says first the second answer, and then the first answer. Omar aboy mipnei hachashad. It's because of suspicion. People will think that he cooked it on Shabbos. Tamon Amrim, there they say, in other words, in Bavel they say, because he's going to stop going, he's not going to go to Beis HaMedrash. What does it mean? So the Gemara explains. If you tell him you could go and cover it on Shabbos, so he won't take care of it on Friday. He has time. After Shabbos comes in, he'll be busy with it. And he won't come to learn Beis HaMedrash on Leil Shabbos. Those days, he would come to Beis HaMedrash to learn Mishech HaSheicha once it became Leil Shabbos. So if he's going to be busy with that tomorrow, he'll not come to Beis HaMedrash. Says the Gemara, Ma nafok min b'nei'orin. What is the difference? What is the afkamina between the two explanations? Litmoin sheleg v'tzoinin. To go and put snow or something cold and to cover it in order to keep it cold. Not to warm it up. To make sure you keep it cold. Can you do that in Shabbos or not? According to Rabbo, the reason is because of a chashad. They think he cooked in Shabbos mutter. Here there's no chashad. But if it's because he's going to be busy with it after Shabbos comes in, also that will be also as well. Kedilus the Gemara says, according to Reb Chaim, the following line is more of a question. The Gemara is busy to understand what is the reason for all these xeris. According to the other Mefarshim on the Daf, the Korban Eido, the Pnei Moshe, so this is just a statement. What is the statement? Osru Tmino Mipnei Kiro. The reason why now do a Tmono is because of Kiro. Because maybe someone will come to do Shehi or Nakira, to leave something on the fire from before Shabbos, and there we have a problem. Maybe he's going to come and stoke the Gecholim, the coals. Osru kiro mipnei tmino, and you're not allowed to put it on the stove because of a tmono. Because maybe it'll come to do a tmono and something a moisif hevel, which is a problem. So therefore they said, don't put it on the kiro. So according to this pshat, it goes both ways. Kiro is because of a tmono is because of kiro. According to Reb Chaim, it's a question. What is the ikur? Is a tmono the ikur and kiro is a gzero ato a tmono? Or kiro is the ikur and a tmono is ato kiro? You're not allowed to put in a kira that doesn't have a lot of heat. Because of the kira that has a lot of heat, then you have the problem of the stoking of the coals. Also, even something which is fully cooked, they didn't allow it. Because maybe it'll come to cook something which is not in his bashel, come to cook on Shabbos. Also, they didn't allow hot water, even though it's stomach viral, even though the more it stays on the fire, it's worse. Because of a tafshil, of a dish, that the more it's on the fire, the better it gets. So the eventually it did allow to put hot water on the stove. So the more tani ain toimni miremets. You're not allowed to put a pot in coals which are fired. But if it's not cold, if it's only ashes and it's cold, you could put it there. You're allowed to put a hot one over there. And that's what doing. The only remnants is also, but not ashes. Says the word kado. Kado refers to going back to the Mishnah. What we learned that you're not allowed to put in something as moisif hevel works with the following story. The daughter of Yanai, she was taking care of her father. She was bringing to him boiling tafshilin, boiling tishes. How did you boil this up? How did you keep it so hot on Shabbos? Kamro v'gifto. Or the Gifto of Rav Chaim is Kamro b'gifto. I put it into gefet, I put it into pulp. Omer lo lo tiyi avdakin, don't do that. El kamro goy kupato, put it into a basket. If you have a kupato, al gifato, and then you can put the basket on top of the pulp. Omer Zehiro be'ado Rav Chanina Polik. Says Rav Zehiro, Rav Chanina disagrees with Rav Yana and holds this is usur. What is he talking about? It says what the name would base. Toshav acho b'shev chanino hagefes milamato. If you have the pulp beneath the pot, v'tevin mikan umikan. And what's covering the pot is the tevin, is the straw, which is allowed. Also, because you're not allowed to have even something moist yevel below the pot as well. Umoy debar Rav Yanai. Says more than that's not true. Rav Yanai does agree with this thing that's also. The only reason he was matir is because he didn't put it into tevin. He put it into a basket. So there's more of a separation between the pot and the pulp. Even though the pulp is beneath, but you have a basket that separates the pot from the pulp. But if you're putting it, and you're putting directly on the pulp, and you're just covering around it with straw, that also, Rav Yanai will agree with that it's usur. Says the Gemara, Ovin Bai, Bololon Mohin. Avin asked a question. What happens if I mix together material which is moist yevel and material which is not moist yevel? Can I use it for atmana or not? Says the Gemara, Nishwein, Amin Ado, we'll learn from the following. You could do a tamono in clothing, in fruits, and the wings of a dove. Meaning that the fruits did not get spoiled. Spoiled or rotten fruits, they are moist fevel. They add heat. If the fruits are still fresh, so they don't add heat. So he says, you have to make sure that the majority of the fruits are not spoiled. And then you know, it's not moisif evil. But if the majority of the fruits are spoiled, also little man, you can't put into them because you have your moisif evil. So you see over here, you go based on the roiv. So you have a mixture of something which is moisif evil and ain't a moisif evil, like the fruits, which is a mixture of good fruits and bad fruits. You go based on the roiv. If the roiv is moisif evil, it's asur. If the roiv is ain't a moisif evil, it is mutter. We learned in the Mishnah, now put into sand. Tamatarin, we learned over there. We're going to see it later in the Masechta regarding a mace. We have a mace, and you want to make sure that it doesn't stink over Shabbos. You put it into sand to keep him cool. So the Gemara is asking, what is it? Is this sand cooling or heating? Says the Gemara, Ahen chalo mirta racho on mitzan tzoyno. Depends what you put into it. The sand always takes something and makes it more. If it's hot, it'll make it warmer. If it's cold, it'll make it colder. Ahen tevin, on the other hand, straw, baal pikadonu. Doesn't add anything. It's like a baal pikadon. It's like someone who deposited an item by his friend, and the baal pikadon holds on to it, doesn't touch it, doesn't add to it, or distract from it. The same way you give him, that's what he gives you back. So the tavern just keeps what it is right now. It doesn't add heat, it doesn't make it cold. Here we come to a rule that anything we learn in Masechet Bava Basra, that you're not allowed to put next to the wall of your friend because it adds heat and it causes the wall to deteriorate and fall. So you're not allowed to use that material to do a tuan on Shabbos because that means it adds heat. Says the Gemara, this is a quote from Masechet Bava Basra that Yerushalmi many times does. So the Gemara now brings a Gemara from Masechet Bava Basra. Says Rav Yosi, the fact that we learned there, where's there? Masechet Shabbos. That tells you don't have to make it far away from the Kaisel because that means it doesn't add heat. If it doesn't add heat, it's not a problem to put it next to the wall of your friend. But we learned, someone who rents a house to his friend, don't make it a storage place for tvuah, for grain, for straw. But we learned that straw is ain't a moisif evel. So lay the mila, what's the reason you can't make it a storage place for straw? Not because of the moitz, because of the shaft that causes heat. So you see the tvuah does cause heat. Now like we learned over here in Masechet Shabbos, it's not because of the tefuah, it's because of the mice. It attracts mice, which will ruin the koisel. If it's because of mice, so any storage place should be a problem. Not only a storage of tefuah should be an issue, but a storage of everything should be an issue. Because every item attracts mice. Says the Gemara, so really it's a question of Chagai that you see over here, the tefuah, it doesn't add heat for Shabbos, but does have a heat for the storage place. Another question. Say the racks, you have to make it far away from the koisel. So now you want to tell me you're not allowed to put a pot, a dish, into racks? Not that the rocks add heat. They cause rust. They cause rust underneath the rocks, and that causes the aris shekoisel, which means the earth around the wall, to be loose and the koisel to fall. So the more one second about Tani, we did find a brayse that says ain't toimni maslom. You're not allowed to put a tatmana into rocks. You just said rocks don't add heat. We talk about there that the sloim, that these rocks are not regular rocks, they're rocks made out of silver. And silver does add heat. So what concludes this is tani tani toin besloim. There is a price that says you do put the pot into rocks. These tani tani ain't toin. There's a price that says you don't. The one who says you could do at one bishul zov shel nechoshes, either gold or copper. So gold and copper don't add heat, and silver does add heat. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos Daf Lamed Hei.